Kafet Regional District Directors carried three motions related to objectives they would like to see pertaining to RCMP and other agencies. At the June 5 Regional Board meeting, directors carried a motion that the regional district communicate with local agencies recommending that they hire additional staff to adequately case manage mental health and/or substance abuse clients. City of Powell River Director George Dout said prior to the vote that he would be voting against the motion for the same reason he voted against it at Committee of the Whole. I believe the agencies don't have additional staff because they can't afford it, because they don't have enough funding that they get from other sources, or they simply can't find the people to do the work, said Dout. I'm not sure this is the most effective way to get additional staff. Dout voted against the motion. The board then considered a second item regarding the regional district writing a letter to the Premier of BC imploring the provincial government to increase investments in treatment options in the Kafet region so residents can feel safe and comfortable and so the vulnerable can access greatly needed treatment options to have better physical and mental health, potentially recover, and first and foremost, stay alive. Prior to adoption of the motion, City Director Cindy Elliott said the motion contained a lot of flowery language that was not helping to figure out what to do. I'm not in favor of this particular motion because it is not very direct in what we are asking for, said Elliott. Dout and Elliott were opposed to the motion. The third motion was that the board direct staff to come back to a future meeting with information regarding options, including but not limited to options available under Division 5. Regulation of Animals of the Local Government Act. Electoral Area E Director Andrew Fall said the regional district has received enough comments from the public about dogs that it seems useful to do something, which is to at least explore the options, if for no other reason than to explain to the public why the regional district chooses to have or not to have a service. If we don't have a dog control service, it's for these reasons, such as cost, for example, said Fall. It would be almost inconceivable to me to have an animal control service on Lasketti Island, for example. Fall said it would be useful to have a report with information that could help educate the public about the service, or lack of a service. Elliott said there are options for creating bylaws without having to create a service and hiring extra people to enforce the bylaws. The police can enforce bylaws as well, said Elliott. Electoral Area A Director Jason Lennox and Electoral Area B Director Mark Gisborne were opposed to the motion. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.